Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 6 Day, as we get ready for Giants baseball with Corey Guerin. Well, you're back. And as I said to you earlier, what'd you do for a whole month? Where'd you go? How do you spend your time rehabbing?
Yeah, no, it's good to be back. You know, I'm really glad to be back with the team. You know, rehab's one of those things where you kind of disappear from eyesight, but you're working the whole time. You know, every day I'm coming in. You know, you're coming in earlier, staying a little bit later just to get the work in. You know, you don't want to interfere with anybody else's work, getting ready for the games. But you know that you have to go in and get ready so you can be back and help the team. So they ship you all over the place. I did some time down in Arizona. Was up in Sacramento. Got to be here with the team for a little bit as well. But, you know, I'm definitely glad to be back and finish with that whole rehab assignment.
So they send you down to Arizona. It's about 115 degrees. And are you pitching in games, or what are you doing in Arizona? For me, I'm staying inside in the air conditioning.
Yeah, it's a lot of trying to stay inside in the air conditioning. It was. I'd never been in Arizona during the summertime like that, having to be outside. I'd, you know, gone to play the Diamondbacks during the summer, but you're indoors. You know, it's air conditioned. So that was my first experience being down with the AZL guys. And you know, I was down there with Duffy at the time, and you know, we both were talking about how, you know, it's a grind. So it gives you a lot of motivation to get healthy and get out of there. But it's definitely not Bay Area weather.
Do you go out to eat? How do you spend your time down there?
I honestly didn't even want to get in my car. It was so hot. You just try to stay inside. But yeah, we would go. Pretty much, you go to the field, do your work, grab some food, and then try to stay inside for the rest of the day. That's pretty much what Duff and I were doing.
All right, Corey Guerin with us. He's an outdoorsman. Trust me, I know that he loves the Bay Area, and I'm sure for Arizona, I understand what the summer weather is like. But San Jose, where else were you? You made sort of the, you could have been the minor league director for a while.
Yeah, after Arizona, I came back here for a little bit, and then they had me go meet the Sacramento team. They were in Reno, so we went to Reno, and then I went with them to Albuquerque, and we went to Tacoma, and kind of all over the West Coast doing those AAA stops. So finished up back in Sacramento, did my last couple outings there, and then came back here to San Fran. So it's glad to be here. Those minor league stops are, you know, they're a different experience, but you know, it's part of the deal. So, and they do a great job of, you know, accommodating the guys that come in, and you know, they've got great staff up and down through the minor leagues here. So was able to get my treatment, all that kind of stuff in. They made sure my pitch counts were good. So you know, it's part of the process. You never really want to be there, but you know, I'm thankful for the entire thing that got me back here.
Well, minor league towns, and that means you're getting up at 6 a.m. to take a minor league airplane, or you're getting on a plane at 6 a.m. Were you part of that?
Well, you know, one of the benefits of being on major league rehab is that they take care of your travel. So, you know, very thankful for that. Got to catch the 9 o'clock flight instead of the 6 o'clock flight, which goes a long way. Yeah. So I've been on my fair share of those. You know, you wake up at 3:30 in the morning to go to the field, catch the bus to the flight, and the flight gets delayed. You know, it's just a whole process that, you know, minor league guys don't get enough credit for dealing with. And I was fortunate enough to not have to do that this time. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a slice of baseball life. That's why we like having you on. Corey Guerin tells a good story. All right. The rehab, though, for your shoulder, what was it like? I know you pitched enough. You could have been the PCL pitcher of the month, I think, in August. But what kind of rehab do you do when you have a sore shoulder or you have an arm that's giving you trouble?
You know, a lot of it's just corrective stuff, getting with the staff, and you're kind of having to retrain your body to work because, you know, when it breaks down a little bit and being competitive, you're out there, you got to figure out how to get the velocity, you got to figure out how to get the pitch to where you want somehow. So if a certain part of your body starts breaking down, the rest of your body kind of tries to figure out how to do it, and that doesn't necessarily help you out very much long term. So some of the stuff was just retraining some movement patterns. A lot of it was rest and trying to get some inflammation out. So you're playing a little bit of offense, a little bit of defense, and trying to get back to where you want. But ultimately, once some of the pain and stuff was gone, it's just ramping back up, you know, and charting out a throwing program that allows you to work up to going back to back and feeling good without giving you any setbacks. So it's, you know, it's an art and a science, and the staff here did a great job. I would have liked to have been back sooner, but, you know, the way I felt, you know, even last night, I'd thrown two nights ago in the minor leagues, and then last night was my second time going back-to-back with throwing here in the major leagues, and it feels great. You know, coming in today, I'm very thankful for how everything kind of played out, and just good to be back and healthy.
Yeah, well, that's the key word. The last word you said was healthy, and that's the key to being a baseball player. But everybody gets banged up in a 162-game season, especially pitchers. You know, everyone thinks, well, just because the guy's not on the DL or because he just says, well, I'm not hurting, everybody's hurting in some way. I'm hurting this time of year, and I'm older than you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the thing with baseball. Everybody talks about it being a grind, and you know, these guys who run out there every day, you see records like Cal Ripken's record of consecutive games played. You can't say enough as a player for the amount of respect you have for that when you have teammates that are out there playing every single game, 162, and then headed into a postseason. So it's true. Everybody out there has something going on, even though you don't realize it. And, you know, this is as tough a team as there is in the league as far as guys who show up every day and go out there and compete. So I'm excited to be back. Hopefully I can give, you know, some of those guys a little bit of a break after having some rest and getting to heal up a little bit. So, it's a tough game, man. It's, you know, it's not a full contact game like football, but it's the everyday in and out. It just kind of, it can wear you down. So that's why we have strength and conditioning guys. That's why we have, you know, all the amenities that we have to try to keep guys healthy and feeling good day in, day out.
But as a pitcher, Corey, the arm, do you ever walk out there and say, well, boy, nothing hurts. Everything feels great. Does that happen during the year? Or if it doesn't happen, how do you get over it?
Yeah, you know, I think maybe sometime in March everybody can say that to a little extent. But, you know, once you've gotten into the season, you just kind of get used to how you feel. Not necessarily everything feels great every day, but okay, this is the status quo. So this is how I feel, and if that feels good enough to compete, then you feel good. You know, that's kind of what you shoot for, is just not being restricted in any way. So, you know, I doubt there's any guy across the league who says I feel as fresh as I did day one, but you know, there's a lot of work that goes into it. That's the reason guys get to the park at 1 o'clock for a 7 o'clock game, and you know, they're not leaving until 2 hours after the game. It's a long day, but that's what you have to do to compete at the major league level and to compete consistently over, you know, 10, 15 years that guys are having careers. So it's not easy. It takes a lot of work and time, but you know, the Giants have done a great job about surrounding us with all the tools that we need to do it, and staff, and they do a great job. So, you know, that's how you go out there and compete and have a championship season.
Just think of a guy like Bartolo Colon, like 43 years old. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And how many I think he's coming up to his 500th major league game, and he's getting close to 500 major league starts. And he's in his 40s and still pitching. For me, it dawned on me, the guys who play into their 40s, the Carl Yastrzemskis of the world, and people, even a David Ortiz. Isn't it incredible, knowing your body and knowing the grind of baseball, to see a player at a championship level still at 40 years old?
Yeah, I mean, it's incredibly impressive. And, you know, getting to be around players like that, getting to watch kind of how they approach it, you know, it just gives you a tremendous amount of respect for how they compete. Just their, essentially, you know, you look at baseball, there are a lot of guys with high ceilings, but I think the guys that you watch who can go a full season, 10 years, 15 years in the game, have really high floors. You know, it's just being able to compete at such a high level day in and day out, it's hard to do, and you kind of have to be able to stay within yourself and not push it too hard in order to do it every single day, you know, and that's not an easy thing to do. And, you know, getting to be around, you know, for me, getting to be around Huddy in Atlanta and then coming here and watching him, you know, it speaks volumes about, you know, the talent that those kind of players have, their ability to go out there and compete. And a lot of it's just competitive nature, you know, that you can go out there and battle every day. So, you know, you definitely, you know, strive to get to that level. That's what you want. I think that's what everybody wants, is to be one of those guys. And it definitely helps to be around that and see how they take care of themselves and how they go about their job.
All right, so you spent some time in the minor leagues. All baseball is talking about pitch clocks. Now, I think in the minor leagues they have a pitch clock, if I'm not mistaken. Now, you did pitch in the minor leagues. Did they ever get on your case about not delivering the ball fast enough?
Well, you know, they turn it off when you're on Major League Rehab. They kind of give you a little pass. I know, there's all these perks that come along.
Okay.
But, no, it's one of those things that You know, I know the guys there have to deal with, and it's something that's kicked around baseball. You know, as a pitcher, I want to be able to take my time and, you know, compete, do whatever I have to do to help my team. So, you know, I'm not a huge advocate of it, but I understand the reasoning behind, you know, having that conversation. But, yeah, fortunately, I didn't have to worry about it too much. I know earlier in the season here, I'd heard a couple times about, like, hey, you kind of need to hurry it along. But, yeah, no, it wasn't too much of an issue on this rehab assignment.
All right. Good to see you back in the big leagues. And you gave a lot of information today for people who listen and wonder what the life of a major leaguer is like. And we see it in the big leagues up here, but there's another side of it when you got to come back from an injury. So I appreciate you being on, as always.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Marty.
All right. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.